Long before the women's liberation movement of the 60s and 70s, Marion Meyer Burkett became the first female lawyer in Louisiana. As a law student at LSU in the 1930s, the Baton Rouge native became accidentally entrenched in the turbulent era that was Huey P. Long's reign as governor. Mrs. Burkett passed away this June at the age of 104, and in this edition of NOLA Life Stories, we share this remembrance of her time in Huey P. Long's Baton Rouge and her breakthroughs practicing law.
It's amazing how little trouble I had. I think I immediately indicated that if they wanted to have a fight with me because I was a woman, then I'm ready. My father thought he was in politics. But as things went on and when Huey came in, then everybody was involved in politics, come hell or high water, and I was up to my eyes.
Starting in life in this ramshackle house, Long ranted and raved his way into the chief executive's chair of the sovereign state of Louisiana.
How many men ever went to a barbecue too and would let one man take off the table what's intended for 9/10 of the people to eat? The only way you'll ever be able to feed the balance of the people is to make that man come back and bring back some of that grub he ain't got no business with.
He was never without his bodyguards, confessing to friends that he fully expected to die at the hands of an assassin when his time was up. His feuds were monumental, like the time that the mayor of New Orleans crossed swords with the fiery governor.
I spent my first year of law at LSU, and one day the dean of the law school called me in. Now, I didn't know what was this about. And when I got there, to my astonishment, he said, I asked you in because you're the only person around here I can talk to. I want to tell you, I'm considering murdering that son of a bitch. This is the dean of the law school. And he said, there's nobody around I can talk to. You're the only one that refuses to support him. That really convinced me I had to go to Tulane to escape Huey Long and all of that stuff going on in Baton Rouge, where we had martial law. You know, only two people could meet on the street. And there were actually some shots fired as if there was going to be a rebellion and so forth.
In Louisiana, Huey Long still reigned supreme, and for legions of his critics, he had these words.
And that confusion has destroyed and put many profitable enterprises further below the mark than they were to start with.
I can remember distinctly on the night that Huey got shot by his bodyguards, the word came on the radio, and I was in New Orleans with my sister. And at that time, a boyfriend who was driving. And we stopped for gas, and we heard that Huey had been shot. And with that, my sister, who was younger than I, went into hysterics. She cried. I knew she couldn't be crying because Huey was shot. He wasn't very pleasant in our family. Finally, we calmed her down, and she said, I know my daddy did it. I know my daddy did it. And there have been other stories that are very similar that I've heard since then.
Who gave a party at the Roosevelt Hotel? Got the whole north half of the state down there for free. People in the city had their eyes bugging out, because everyone looked just like me.
Well, I did well because, number one, I was top in my class at Tulane, and it may have convinced Eberhard Deutsch of Deutsch Kerrigan to employ me as the first woman employed by a law firm in the state, or I think in the United States, I'm not sure.